Please rise. The word of the Lord given to us this morning is the words of the Holy Gospel, and therefore peace, grace, and mercy be to you in the name of our Father and in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, when we read the five verses of our text this morning, and if we read them by themselves, it is tempting to make a comparison. To make a comparison of two sisters. Now, it sounded like there was a comparison being made here. And in a sense, there was. So now let's bring it full circle. When we consider our text this morning, within the text of the whole gospel, we must focus on the other person there at the house in Bethany, the most important person, and His Word. The Holy Spirit, through St. Luke, teaches us this morning the importance of listening to Jesus, listening to His Word, for it is the one thing needful. It is the one thing necessary. So let's take a look at our text today in three specific ways. Number one, God's Word and His saving work. And dear one, it is never your work or my work. It is always His Word and His saving work. As we saw in our Old Testament lesson this morning, the Lord has come. He has come to Abraham, and yes, He was a guest. What you see here in Genesis chapter 18, especially verses 1 through 8, is how in the ancient world the Jews were hospitable to visitors. It was a requirement of them. They were to care for their visitor, wash their feet, provide for their physical needs, and to prepare a meal for them. And you may have realized that when you heard this text read this morning, when Abraham became busy, the words came kind of fast. And that's the point. Abraham became very busy. And in the end, we see that he and Sarah weren't really listening. Well, today, in the Holy Gospel, we see that Jesus is once again a guest in a home in Bethany to two daughters, and a brother, Lazarus, who isn't mentioned, but we know that he's their brother. And the two daughters, the two sisters, if you will, are Martha and Mary. And Jesus is their guest. And the Lord has come. He has come to be their guest, yet He was actually not their guest. They were actually His guest. We'll bring that full circle in a moment. So let's bring it and apply it to us today. This morning the Lord has come. He is here in our midst. When we called upon His name, He promises to be with us. And He always keeps His promise. Therefore, the Lord has come as our guest. Yet, what does He tell us in the book of Revelation? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dine with him, and he with me. Dear ones, we must always remember. It's always tempting to make Jesus our guest. But this brings us back to Matthew chapter 20, where our Lord tells us that He came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many, as a ransom for you. Jesus is actually your host and your servant. Secondly, God's Word and His saving grace. It is never our merit. It is only His Word and His saving grace. You see, the Lord has become your host. We see this with Abraham and Sarah. there at the end of the Old Testament lesson, what does the Lord say? I will surely return to you next year about this time, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. A good host always serves well. A good host will always keep his or her promise to be hospitable, to be loving, to be kind, to be generous, to be giving. Jesus is that. Here, he makes a promise. He has made a promise to Abraham that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. And here is where it begins. The promise of an old woman having a miracle baby. So Jesus comes to Mary and Martha. It seems like he is the guest, but he's actually the host. He is actually their servant. We see this in verses 39 to 42. Jesus is actually their host. He's actually proclaiming to them the good news, the gospel message. One hears, the other's too busy. So how about you? Are you listening or are you busy? As you heard with the children, I kind of gave my sermon away. But it's important for the children to hear this because they know and they understand also. We may not think that our children are burdened with things, but they are. There are things that also worry them, as Duncan and his animals attest to. He's worried about his animals, natural. But when we come into this place, we must always remember that Jesus is our host. He voluntarily laid down his life here upon the cross. For this reason, he says, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the song of a servant. And this is how your Lord has served you, by laying down his life for you and then raising you to newness of life in his life. Yes, Jesus is your host. Even now, he is preparing a great banquet for you. You had a foretaste of that banquet last Sunday. What does he say? What does Matthew tell us? And he, Jesus, took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. This is how your host, this is how your Lord serves you here in Holy Communion. By pouring out his body, by pouring out his blood, given freely to you for the forgiveness of your sins, for the strengthening of your faith unto life and salvation. Jesus, your host, prepares a banquet for you. And not only that, he will come for you to take you to that banquet one day. What does he tell us in John chapter 14? In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Jesus is preparing a place for you, preparing a place for you in his kingdom, at his table, where you will recline with him, and he will serve you forever and ever. This is his promise. And this is what he's relating this morning to all of us. The only thing that you need, dear one, the only thing necessary is his holy word. We see this in verse 39 and in verse 42. What does Jesus tell Martha? Mary has chosen the good portion. She has chosen the holy gospel. And it will not be taken from her. This is the one thing necessary. When you come into this place, there is only one thing necessary. Everything else can stay outside the door. Believe me, it won't go anywhere. It'll still be there. But in here, here you let go of it. And here you sit at Jesus' feet, just as Mary sat at his feet. And she listened to her rabbi. She listened to her teacher. And what she was hearing were words of life. In the book of Proverbs, of which our adult Bible class is studying, and I encourage all of you to come, we are hearing a lot about wisdom. And the wise man hears God. And when the wise man hears God, as Solomon writes for us, blessed is the person who listens to me. The person is blessed who listens to God. So this brings us to our third and final point. God's word and his saving gift. It is his saving gift. It is not our contribution. Listening, dear ones, is a service. Mary served. Mary was serving by sitting and listening. By her attentive listening, where Jesus was sitting there in his pulpit, and where Mary was humbly seated in her pew, and the whole room was a sanctuary where the mercy of Jesus was being proclaimed, even where God draws near, even in that small home in Bethany, there a sinful heart was listening and hearing His grace and hearing of His mercy and hearing of His forgiveness. Same today in Shum. Yes, we quite correctly speak of worship as being service. And Mary's natural, devout, attentive attitude to the Word of God is a lasting example to you and to me. For it is a perfect example of discipleship. To receive your Lord's Word, dear one, His true doctrine with a docile heart is better than any work, any labor, any sacrifice, or even suffering itself. Yet, and yes, this is a warning, to close your ears and to turn your heart away from God and His Word, no matter the cause, will be fatal, for that will shut you off from the life stream on which your faith depends. Mary did not do this. Mary sat at the feet of her rabbi, and she listened to his word. Service is a burden, for sure, especially when that service can cause fretting, worry, and anxiety. Martha was focused. Yes, she was focused, but she was focused on being a host, a hostess in this case. So Jesus gently and lovingly tells her, Martha, Martha. Whenever Jesus repeats something twice in a case like this, these are words of tenderness, of loving care. He's getting her attention. Martha, Martha. We could say the same of each and every one of you. Jeff, Jeff. Listen. Listen to what I have to say. Listen to my gentle correction. Jesus knows. He knows everything that's happening in your mind right now. He knows what's troubling your heart. And yet, He wants you to come back into focus and to focus on what He has done for you. Stop fretting. Stop worrying. He has taken all of those burdens onto Himself and He has died for them. Jesus directs Martha to the one thing necessary, just as He is directing all of you and directing me to the one thing necessary, to the good part. In other words, to the blessed, saving, soul-satisfying Word of God. Yes, you also easily forget to focus on the host. We're so busy doing so many things in this life that we forget to focus on our host, on our servant. So Jesus gently corrects you, dear one, this morning. My child, one thing is necessary. Choose the good part, and I, your Lord, will deliver you from all anxiety, all despair, and all trouble. Come, listen, and you will find rest for your soul. The Lord does not want us to serve Him, dear ones. Yet, He wants us to serve in such a manner that will benefit us, that's for sure. We pray to better know Jesus as our host through His Word, so that He may serve us here in worship service. For here is the place where He comes to serve you, not us serving Him. Your host is anxious. Yes, He is anxious, lovingly anxious to serve you all the blessings of strength, of light, of peace, and the forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.